Several jurors from a San Francisco drug trial say they made the wrong decision last week. The jury convicted a man for operating a warehouse full of marijuana plants. Now they say their verdict would have been different had they known all the facts of the case. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Marnie Craig, a self-employed property manager from Novato, California, sat through the three-week trial of 58-year-old Ed Rosenthal, the celebrity author of a dozen books about marijuana use. The government persuaded Craig and 11 other jurors that Rosenthal was guilty on three charges of growing marijuana and conspiracy. What the jurors didn't know was that he was growing the pot for medicinal purposes. Craig says they found out as soon as they left the jury room and were approached by a woman who supported Ed Rosenthal.
And so we stopped and talked to her and stood there in shock as she told us who Ed Rosenthal was and what it is that he really does. And from that point on, I mean, we talked to one or two other people. On the way out, three of us drove home in the car and sat there in silence because it had become obvious that we'd made a terrible mistake.
Craig gave her account on the steps of San Francisco's federal building where Rosenthal's supporters staged a rally. She and three other jurors and an alternate apologized to Rosenthal and called for a new trial. Juror Pamela Klarkowski.
I think had we been notified or given that information that Ed had been deputized by the city of Oakland to grow marijuana specific for medical needs, there's no way we could have convicted him.
Ed Rosenthal was growing pot for sick and dying patients under a program authorized by the city of Oakland in accordance with California's medical marijuana law, passed in 1996. He was arrested by federal drug agents a year ago. During the trial, U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer ruled that because Rosenthal was indicted under federal law, the defense could not mention the California law, nor could it mention that Rosenthal operated with the blessing of Oakland City officials. Judge Breyer advised jurors that federal law bans marijuana cultivation for any purpose. The jury deliberated less than a day before delivering the verdict that several of them now regret. Rosenthal, who faces a minimum 5-year prison sentence, was buoyed by the late expression of support. He said that both he and the jury were victims of what he called a vicious persecution.
Whether or not I wind up in jail, these laws are doomed because the American public doesn't want them. They're unfair, they're cruel, and they're unusual punishment for patients who are just trying to get their medicine.
But the government doesn't see it that way. Immediately after the verdict last week, a spokesman for the Drug Enforcement Administration said there is no such thing as medical marijuana. And after the jurors issued their apology to Rosenthal, a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office declined comment except to say, we'll let the jury's verdict speak for itself. Prosecutor George Bevan, in a post-trial bail hearing, said the only thing that's exceptional about this case is how it's being portrayed by the defense. Nevertheless, Judge Breyer ruled that Rosenthal may remain free on bail until his June sentencing. Despite the jurors' change of heart and their claim that they were misled, their call for a new trial has no legal standing. Still, Rosenthal's defense attorneys say they plan to appeal his conviction. Since California is but one of 9 states with medical marijuana laws, conflicts with federal drug law will likely continue. Last night, the San Diego City Council voted to join more than 15 other California cities, adopting rules to regulate local use of medical marijuana. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.